Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Reuters sources are bringing back the old Apple car rumors, saying that Apple is targeting 2024 for a passenger vehicle with self-driving and new battery technology. Project Titan, as it's known internally at Apple, has seen a shift of focus from a car built completely from scratch to more software-based efforts. Apple's reported strategy for a new battery design could radically reduce the cost of batteries and increase the vehicle's range. Sources have said they expect Apple to sign a manufacturing partner to build the vehicles or even reduce its own effort to an autonomous driving system that would be in cars made by a traditional automaker. Law enforcement agencies from the U.S., Germany, France, Switzerland, and the Netherlands seized the web domains and server infrastructure across five countries of VPN services Insorg.org, SafeInet.com, and SafeInet.net. The three are believed to be operated by the same individual or group and widely advertised on both Russian and English-speaking cybercrime forums. The U.S. Department of Justice and Europol claim that the three companies' servers masked the identities of ransomware gangs, web skimmers, phishers, and hackers involved in account takeovers. Europol says it plans to analyze the collected information and begin to take action against some of the service's users. The Wall Street Journal reports that according to an unredacted draft of a redacted lawsuit filed by 10 states against Google last week, the company and Facebook agreed to cooperate and assist one another should they face an investigation into their pact to work together in online advertising. 10 attorneys general allege the two companies made a deal in September of 2018 that Facebook wouldn't compete with Google's online advertising tools in return for special treatment when it used them. Google has already said the claims are inaccurate and that such agreements over antitrust threats are extremely common. Facebook also disputes the allegations, saying its agreements for bidding on advertising promote choice and create clear benefits for advertisers, publishers, and small businesses. A new report from security researchers at Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto details an espionage campaign using an iOS exploit carried out against the personal phones of 36 Al Jazeera journalists. It appears to have been a no-click exploit with a journalist's phone connecting to an unknown server. The report claims the code for the exploit belongs to the spyware company NSO Group. The NSO Group says it does not have knowledge of who its clients use its software on, but investigates any credible charges of misuse. The report found the exploit was effective on almost all iOS devices that weren't updated to iOS 14. In an unusual move, cryptocurrency company Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse told Fortune that the Securities and Exchange Commission is going to file a lawsuit against Ripple in the near future for allegedly selling unlicensed securities, with Garlinghouse and co-founder Chris Larson named as defendants. At issue is whether XRP, which is a digital currency associated with Ripple, is a security, which must be registered with the SEC like a stock would be, or an actual currency that doesn't. The SEC previously ruled that both Bitcoin and Ethereum are not securities, in part because they're decentralized, with no person or company at the helm, and are minted through a mining process. Back in 2012, Ripple created 100 billion units of XRP for a company called Ripple Labs. Garlinghouse and Larson each own a significant amount of XRP, but say they don't have access to reserve funds off schedule, and that XRP is now more decentralized as banks and merchants use it as a bridge currency in cross-border transactions. There is yet another reported glitch with Cyberpunk 2077. Players are reporting that games saved over 8 megabytes in size result in warnings that saved data is damaged and cannot be loaded. According to the game's developer, CD Projekt Red, these saves can't be recovered, but the issue may be resolved in a future patch. The developer recommends using an older save and to keep a lower amount of items in the game to avoid the issue. Microsoft Flight Simulator is officially in VR. Asobo Studio, which developed the 2020 version of the app, has added support for OpenXR-compatible headsets, which include Windows Mixed Reality headsets, the Valve Index, HTC Vive, the Oculus Rift, and even the Oculus Quest if you use a Link cable. Microsoft originally said the VR feature would first arrive on the HP Reverb G2. Along with the VR headset, Microsoft says minimum specs require a computer with an i5-8400 or Ryzen 5 1500X paired with the GTX 1080. And finally, ZTE is the first to market a phone with an under-display 32-megapixel selfie cam available on the ZTE Axon 20 5G. But The Verge's Sam Byford describes the camera as producing hazy, soft photos with weak colors and blown-out highlights in good light, with a ton of noise and obliterated detail in lower light. Android Authority's David Imel described a little bit more charitably as adding a glow reminiscent of Vaseline on the lens of a 60-second movie camera. Selfies aside, reviewers seem to like the package of a 90Hz 1080 OLED, Snapdragon 765G with 5G modem, and 8GB of RAM for €449. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.